The Game and Fish is implementing changes to its Glendoe Watercraft Inspection Station. The changes come as the current location of the check station has changed. That's next on the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hagen. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department is announcing changes to the Glendoe Reservoir Aquatic Invasive Species Watercraft Inspection Station for the 2025 boating season. Due to the loss of the previous site in the town of Glendoe, inspections will now take place at key boat ramps while a new permanent location is being developed. During the early boating season, the check station will be located near the Bennett Hill Boat Launch. Later in the season, it will move to Whiskey Gulch. The public can find information on the hours and location of the check station by visiting the Game and Fish Department's AIS website. Eric Hansen, Aquatic Invasive Species Supervisor with the Game and Fish Department, says we appreciate the public's continued support and cooperation as we work to implement these changes. Hansen says our goal is to provide efficient and convenient inspection services while protecting Wyoming's waters from aquatic invasive species. For inspections, watercraft users crossing state lines should utilize border or state line check stations. They should not rely solely on the Glendoe check station for this service. Boaters who are not leaving the state can help prevent the spread of aquatic invasive species by self-inspecting their watercraft. They are reminded to clean, drain, and dry their boats. This includes checking for and removing visible plants, animals, or mud from the boat, trailer, and equipment. Aquatic invasive species can cause significant harm to ecosystems, the economy, and infrastructure. For more information on AIS and how to prevent their spread, visit the Wyoming Game and Fish Department website. Scott Werbelow, Game Warden Coordinator with the Cody Region, retired earlier this month, concluding a 33-year career with the Wyoming Game and Fish Department. Wildlife Division Chief Dan Smith says Scott is known by many for his friendly demeanor, positive attitude, and ability to instantly make friends. His ability to share stories and interact with people have allowed him to build relationships and connections, making him successful in his roles with Game and Fish. Werbelow started his career with Game and Fish in 1992 as a damage technician stationed in the Cody region. In 1996, Werbelow transferred to Pinedale, where he served as a contract elk feed ground manager and game warden for the region. Werbelow transferred back to the Cody region in 2011, where he served as game warden coordinator for the past 15 years. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman. I'm Ray Hageman.